Welcome to the Uncle Hack Podcast, where dudes pretty much just talk dude shit.
Welcome to the Uncle Hack Podcast. It's been another week, and things are popping off here in Canada. We made a little trip down to Coots, and the vlog will be out here shortly. Brett and Sam went down. They did a phenomenal job of covering the story, I must say. But they failed at one thing, and it was performing for those down in Coots. However, was able to. They backed up a flatbed trailer, or a flat deck truck, I should say. I got to get my terminology correct here if I'm going to come and berate these guys. They went down. They covered the story. They had to get the inside scoop of what was happening down in Coots, and they did. They covered it quite well, I will say, but they failed at one thing. You know, Brett came out. He did what was necessary to get to the border, but failed at one thing, and that was performing for those. I know he doctored a contract between those down there and to get him down in and get access to the town of Coots, to where the blockade is happening. But again, the hottest middle in the country has to come in and clean up the mess. You know, that's what I'm doing right now. Comedy is needed in these trying times, and luckily, first comic to ever perform that's been documented, okay? I will say this, that's been documented to perform across the border, okay, to Americans and Canadians at the same time. There was a country musician that popped up there, and I said, hey, why don't you let the old boy rip a few jokes, and I can't have those jokes being spewed out into the internet because, well, you know, they are dangerous jokes right now, and comedy is deemed dangerous, as we see with Joe Rogan. You can't be a comic or a comedian in these trying times. You cannot be someone who makes fun of these events, you know? I will give props to all those down at Coots that laughed at that video. Not one person was upset on Forte's coverage of all the events. He did a phenomenal job. Got to where he needed to be, but he didn't cross the finish line on performing for those people down there. So, of course, hottest middle in the country goes down Saturday. Drove all the way from Edmonton to Coots, which is like, oh Christ, 12 hours of driving. I was able to, on the ride back, I was able to hop into Sam Walker's first headlining weekend at the Comedy Cave, which this Sunday we have another Danger Room. So if you want to come through, family day long weekend, why not bring the kids down to the Danger Room, you know? It's a safe space for dangerous ideas. This Sunday, it all goes down. And then if you're in Edmonton, February 24th, we have Cream of the Crop, which will be a Royal Rumble-style event here at Station on Jasper in Edmonton, where 20-plus comedians will go against one another. Your name's going to get drawn out. You have a minute to perform comedy against another man who's going to, man or woman, or maybe you're gender fluid. I don't know. And I don't care. All we ask is you write down your pronouns on the piece of paper where your name goes, so that way we can deliberately misgender you in front of everybody. But moving on. Yes, we have a comedy show this weekend, cancel the show. This guy is out of his mind. He doesn't know what he's talking about. February 20th at the Comedy Cave, another Danger Room happens. This room is hot right now. One of the best rooms in all of Canada. That's right. I will sit here and I will gloat and I will basically tell you to your face or to your eardrums that Danger Cats Comedy is running one of the hottest fucking shows in Canada right now. You can't compete. Sold out Every goddamn Danger Room is a fucking sellout right now. And if you like dangerous comedy, it is the room for you. Followed by February 24th, heading back to Edmonton, we have another little show for you, and it's the Royal Rumble of Comedy. That's right. We mixed wrestling and comedy together to bring you the cream of the crop. We're trying to find King Cobb. Who is going to don the crown? Heavy is the head that dons the crown, right? We all know this. So comedians are going to battle 1 minute at a time to see who keeps going on. It's a great event. Ticket link is down on down in the description down below, or you can head to dangercatshop.com/tickets, I believe, or just hit ticket in the search bar, or whatever the fuck you need to do. Just get the fucking tickets. Come on down. Come hang with the fellas. But yes, the fellas went down to Coots. Looked like a phenomenal time. They did invite me. They did invite me to head down on Wednesday, but unfortunately I had other plans. We had Rebel News in studio, you know? That's how close we like to fly to the sun, you know? We're Icarus, if you will. We're flying right at the goddamn sun. They're like, who's the most dangerous people to be around right now? And it's journalists. So we invited them right into the studio for the live stream. I thought the conversation was quite good. I didn't really add much. At times, you have to understand that when you're the idiot in the room, you just need to shut the fuck up so you don't look any dumber than you already are. We also brought on Steve Darnell, who brought a different perspective into the room, which I thought was good. And those two. And we also had Sheila Gunn-Reed and Kian Simone from Rebel News who sat in, who have been covering the blockade, what's happening in Ottawa, the numerous blockades that have happened across the country to get us to the point where here we sit in the Emergency Measures Act being implemented on the citizens of Canada. That's right, Big Trudy. Big Trudy's trying to flex his big old hog for everybody. Tell everybody, like, hey, there's a king in town, and you need to abide by my rules and my rules only. Hey, fair enough. Like we said, just like the King Cobb that we're going to crown, heavy is the head that wears the crown. You know, Big Trudy tells everybody that they're throwing a temper tantrum, and as soon as everybody's questioning his leadership, all of a sudden he's like, oh, I don't like that. I don't like the way you guys are fucking treating me. I don't like the way, I don't like the fact that everybody's camping out in my fucking front yard. I don't enjoy that. Everybody's having too much fun. I need to break it up. We need to go back to lockdowns, masks, you know, no smiling, no EDM concerts, no chili cook-offs, no bouncy castles, you know, no dancing. And certainly, we do not want to see unity between all races, religions, maybe even jobs. You can even put jobs into play there, you know. We don't want that. We need division. What are you guys doing? It makes for better news when there's a broad brush to paint a wild, insane group of people that are living out of fucking semi-trucks, you know? It's much better for the media in this country to do their job. And we're making it awfully difficult for them right now. And you selfish bastards out there just can't accept the identity politics that they want to play on this insurrection. Their words, not mine, okay? This insurrection that's happening. That's what's happening here, okay? The Freedom Convoy is an insurrection, and it's a threat to democracy. Oh, it's laughable, man. If you have a sense of humor in these times, you know, in these, I kind of don't have anything to really, any specific word to describe. It's lunacy, and not on anybody's shoulders. It's just across the board, it's lunacy, because I think it's hilarious that we're calling a insurrection when there's a Despicable Me bouncy castle 150 yards away. from what this what the media is deeming this insurrection. You know, we watched the January 6th event happen, and they kicked the front doors into Capitol Hill. They fucking, a bunch of gentlemen took it upon themselves to take a piss on Nancy Pelosi's desk. And here we are in Canada. We're having a chili cook-off and handing coffee to everybody. You know, there's a street hockey game at 11 a.m. every fucking day. There's concerts every two blocks. People are dancing, having fun. I didn't see no dancing at Capitol Hill, so I feel like our insurrection is much better than the Americans. And just like hockey, we are better at insurrections than you. So, I mean, it is what it is. Sorry for being great at everything, I guess. I don't know. But it is laughable at this point in time. I'm just looking at a article here by The Insider. And it's, I hate the ads on everything. I need to figure out an ad blocker, but this is great. Let's pull this up. But here we have, no, I want the headline in there, you fucking asshole. The Canadian trucker protest has become a nationwide insurrection. The chair of Ottawa's police board said, and the photo is kind of funny. The photo that they use here is hilarious. It's an old man, an elder gentleman that is smiling at a, what looks to be a city bus. Yep. There we go. It's a city bus. It is a Toronto city bus, the TTC, and a bunch of people have wrote freedom. There's hearts drawn on it. There's no swastikas, no rebel flags on it, which is rather disturbing. This seems like a government operative that would have went in and drawn all over this bus to make it seem as if it is a peaceful insurrection, which we all know is incorrect. We all know that the gentleman that's smiling at this is thinking inside of his head like, this is incorrect. I don't like this. I don't enjoy the peace. I don't want no unity amongst fellow Canadian citizens. I don't want that at all. That's why he's scoffing. It looks at his as if he's scoffing at this bus that is filled with positive affirmations, as if people are supposed to enjoy this. This isn't supposed to be enjoyable. Jesus Christ, what is wrong with these people? Don't they know an insurrection is supposed to be humans upset, you know? They're supposed to be, here we go. Our city is under siege, she says. The protesters are terrorizing and threatening the city's residents, Councillor Deanne Deans said Saturday at an emergency meeting of the board. A nationwide insurrection, the chair of the city's police board said. Oh my God. I mean, what more do you want? You know, if I'm a resident of Ottawa or Toronto, as these people are coming in, I'm actually probably a little bit excited. If I'm being honest, if me talking truly from my heart, I'm a little bit excited that I have someone new to hate that is in my front yard rather than in a Facebook comment section, you know? I can have these arguments outside of my window instead of, you know, possibly risking getting carpal tunnel of viciously typing rebuttal after rebuttal on a CBC. Actually, no, CBC turned their comments off on all their articles that are posted on Facebook. So you'd have to be either Global, CTV, you know, maybe these people have infiltrated some of these convoy groups on Facebook and they get into arguments there, you know. Now you can use all this new vocabulary that you've learned over the past 2 years and use it face to face. See how these arguments play out with one another as another human is right there in real time to argue with you. You don't have to sit there and refresh your feed for new notifications if this guy replied. It's instant, you know? It's right there in your face. And you can do it all off your balcony. How enjoyable is that? Right off your balcony, you can yell down at the truckers and tell them exactly what you feel. So I feel like these people, it's almost as a gift. You got to look at the silver lining at everything. Canadian truckers first gathered January 28th in Ottawa for a so-called Freedom Convoy protest against the country's vaccine mandate. Since January 15th, Canada has required U.S. truckers to present proof of full vaccination against COVID-19 across the border. Unvaccinated truckers who drive to the U.S. have to quarantine and get tested on their return. The U.S. imposed a similar mandate on January 22nd. But the Ottawa protest has snowballed into a much broader demonstration, attracting people who want to vent their opposition to the Canadian government's measures to tackle the pandemic, which they see as government overreach. Protesters have let off fireworks, blocked roads, while police said they have opened a criminal investigation after a war memorial was desecrated during the protests. Some drivers have driven on the wrong side of the road, on the sidewalk, through no-truck routes, leading to the city's police issuing hundreds of tickets. This part is what makes me laugh the most. I want to hope that nobody desecrated the war memorial during the protests. I really hope. I want to believe that. Like, I don't see these people going in there. You know, it was probably dog piss for all we know, you know, and they use these very flashy words to try to describe something that's not very, you know, pissing on the war memorial is a bit much. You know, I don't want to believe that these people were doing that. I could possibly see a stray dog doing this, and then you see the piss-stained snow, and you're like, ah, look at these people. You're looking for anything at this point, which is kind of humorous that's where they had to go. You know what I mean? Because just the other day in, where the hell was it? It's in Vancouver at a march. We'll bring this up. Do I got to log in? Jesus Christ. Oh, fuck. I don't even have my phone. Whatever. But there was a statue that was torn down in Vancouver at a different march that was happening. So on one side of the country, you have people gathering in masses that are sharing food and drink with one another, dancing, enjoying one another's company. And on the other side of Canada, they're ripping down statues. And, you know, they couldn't have picked a better time to do it, because right now, all the focus right now is on Ottawa. So to, you know, peer off to the side, you know, do a shoulder check to see what else is going on is just completely out of the question, which is hilarious. And the funny thing that's happening in Vancouver also right now, this is hilarious. Let me just zoom in here so that way. But Vancouver is awesome, has reported excuse me. See what it's like as free cocaine, heroin, and meth are handed out in Vancouver. Isn't that lovely? This is how giving we are in these times. People were asked to fill out a feedback form about their drug experience. So in the west coast of Canada, in one side of the country, there's an insurrection happening, and on the other side, on the West Coast, we are handing out free drugs in Canada. So if you want to say that the country has completely lost its mind, I am A-okay with you saying that, you know? And you wonder why, we're in the state that where we are. Look at this. Nice bagged out. Look at this. Oh, that's beautiful. Look at this young gentleman right here being filmed. Hey, what did you come out in for a free line? Huh? The drug user Liberation handed out 3.5 grams of cocaine, methamphetamine, and heroin at a meeting on February 9th, 2022. I seen this last week and I was like, damn, I just missed this to talk about it on the goddamn podcast. I find it hilarious. Many of us are on high doses of methadone and we're used to using poisonous street drugs. That's Raijazine. I believe I'm saying that incorrect and I apologize. Please do not counsel me. This is my ignorance of being a white straight male and I apologize for being that as well. I'd also like to acknowledge that I am on Treaty 7 land. I should have done that earlier in the podcast. So that is my fault. I will take that upon myself and I will reflect on all my white guilt tonight before I go to bed. I'll stare at the roof and just think about all the horrible things that my ancestors did that I was not alive for and I could not be there to speak up and say, this is wrong. What are you guys doing? If I had a time travel machine, I would head back in time and just be like, hey, listen, guys. Times it by two, okay? Times it by two. Oh boy, there we go. Back to being canceled. Here we are, staring right back into the sun. Icarus, here we go. I'm like the boys heading down to the border. I'm looking right at the sun. I'm seeing the flames just burst off this wonderful star that helps us heat the planet and keeps it in check and has a, you know, its love and its light is so gracious to allow us to grow these wonderful plants that we can smoke, that we can turn into these beautiful drugs that we can hand out for free in the streets of Vancouver, because you know what? Nothing beats a drug problem like making it a goddamn pandemic of itself. You know what I mean? There's an opioid pandemic happening in the streets of Vancouver and we need to get them off the opioids and onto some different uppers. You know, we can afford 3.5 grams of cocaine, methamphetamine, and heroin and give it to these people so that way they can test. Maybe they've been using the wrong drug this whole time. They haven't experimented enough. And that, my friend, is living in a free society. Jesus Christ. All right. The vice president of the BC Association of People on Opioid Maintenance. There's always like new groups. There's too many groups. You know what I mean? There's always a new acronym. There's like 19 acronyms for groups that pop up every day. Like, look at this. The BCA, the Book of Palm in whatever. And look at the, I'm looking at this fucking article and look at 1, 2, 3. How many fucking acronyms and groups are involved with handing out free drugs? Just be a good person. You don't need a fucking group to hand out free drugs. Just go hand out the drugs. My God. That's what I mean. Everybody just needs to be recognized, you know? Like, oh no, we have our own individual group. Instead of just being Charlie, the nice guy on the block that hands out a fucking heroin to all the drug addicts there on East Hastings Street. Nah, I need a group. There needs to be a group and we need to be recognized as a group. The Liberation Front. So the BCAPOM and the Drug User Liberation Front, aka DULF, handed out 3.5 grams of cocaine, methamphetamine, and heroin at the meeting on Wednesday and at the VANDU. What's the VANDU? See another fucking acronym. The VANDU headquarters located at 380 East Hastings Street. The groups issued demands for immediate access to a safe drug supply and to hold the BC politicians accountable for their response to the crisis that has claimed thousands of lives, with overdose numbers increasing by 25% from 2020 with 1,765 overdose deaths to 2021 with 2,224 overdose deaths. The Advocacy Coalition said that, see, they formed a coalition. They couldn't just be a fucking group of people that gathered together. No, there needs to be a coalition. There's too many. Their politics just run deep everywhere you go. Everywhere you go, you turn the corner, there's 18 coalitions happening here to hand out free Fucking drugs to all these. Jesus Christ. Said the response from all levels of government is reprehensible. We're not saying what we are providing today is perfect, but this is an example of what's possible in a compassion club model. Our mandate is to reform the system, so we are encouraging you to give us feedback. Members were encouraged to take the drugs that they wanted to try, then fill out the feedback form about their experience. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Did these assholes just put together a drug using club? Is that what this is? And then they massed it behind a coalition of what seems to be we're trying to help the community, but instead we all gathered one by one and tried out every single one of these drugs that these people are hooked on the street just to get an experience. We all want to try and give it a whirl, you know? So if we do it in the name of being progressive in the sense of getting people off the streets, we need to know this is method acting at its finest. God damn, Vancouver, you're really outdoing yourself lately. I gotta say, that is wonderful. Did the person, I wonder if the person that wrote the article, if they threw their hat in the ring and did a little huff of some crank and just to see what it was all about. My God. Our mandate is to reform the system, so we're encouraging you to give us feedback. Members were encouraged to take the drugs that they wanted to try, then fill out a feedback form about their experience. Jean stated that this is an example of a person-centered model that focuses on the direct safety and the experience of those of the person who uses the drugs. That person needs to come first. I can't. Jesus Christ. I literally can't right now. My God. So Vancouver's right now, the insurrection over in Ottawa is happening, right? Everybody's drinking beers, flipping burgers, having a goddamn tailgate party over in Ottawa, where I feel like maybe we need to make a coalition between the Freedom Convoy and the 9 organizations that are involved in this handing out free methamphetamine to all the public servants of Vancouver. They need to make a coalition and let's just see what happens. You know what I mean? Let's get everybody on Molly down at Ottawa, everybody on Molly, and just have a giant social experiment to see what happens. Do they storm Parliament Hill, or do you just, you've then created a giant orgy on the front steps of Parliament Hill? I think that's a perfect way to wrap up this convoy. Get this, what's the coalition called? See what I mean? The Drug User Liberation Front. Let's get them. Let's get Dolph. Dolph. Let's get Dolph out there in Ottawa. Handing out a couple free hits of heroin. Can you imagine they go out there and they have this big social experiment that they want to have and they start handing out free heroin to all the truck drivers, and then these truck drivers get hooked on heroin and now they've caused this encampment to happen because everybody's strung out in the streets of Ottawa. Just make a situation that was fucking good worse, I guess. I don't even know how you look at that. It could be bad right now. Maybe you make it better, and they just like, now they're like, well, we started out as a freedom convoy. Now we're really marrying into this opioid crisis. We're all popping oxys and nodding off behind the wheel here. God knows what's going to happen. Get the coalition out there. Handing out free Budweiser. There we go. That's the next thing that needs to happen is Budweiser needs to sponsor the event and just make it a full-blown, like, Woodstock. This is our new Woodstock right now, is the Freedom Convoy. You got musicians hopping up on 3 different stages. My God, it is a fucking party out there. But it's an insurrection in those who oppose it, but that those that are involved in it, there's a fellow comedian here in the scene that was out in Ottawa performing. I won't put his name out there, but he's like, yeah, everybody told him it was too scary. Don't go out there. Don't go out there. It's terrifying. He said he went there and it was the greatest goddamn time he ever had. He's like, dude, I haven't been to a party this good ever. This is a goddamn, he's like, I fucking, I'm full-blown freedom now, baby. I'm in. I'm in on this. This is good shit. I like this. I ate for free all day. I ate for free all day. I got a burger, fucking taco in the bag at in about three blocks down. Everybody's got like little food trucks popping up. Hey, brother, you look a little starved. You need a bowl of chili or what? Patreon.com/DangerCast69, the episode that you're listening to right now, you could get 48 hours earlier than everybody else. Plus, there's an exclusive episode waiting for you and a full library of all the episodes on there right now. Plus, exclusive episodes. I think I mentioned that, but who cares? CTE is settling in. All the roast battles. And also our secret show where we have comedians come on, do 10 minutes of stand-up, and as well a podcast afterwards is filmed, recorded, and posted on our Patreon. There's exclusive content on there waiting for you, plus titties. There's titties on the Patreon. That is our selling feature. All the Danger Kittens for when we had the Instagram page do have their titties on there. So I know you guys like titties. So patreon.com/dangercats69, exclusive episodes, early episodes, exclusive content, and titties. Next, we have the shoddy. Shoddy is revolutionizing jewelry one shoddy at a time. The necklaces are multifunction and a conversation starter. These incredible shotgun necklaces have a shotgun tool built into every pendant. The quality necklaces will tear through beer cans and create a perfect hole every time for you to guzzle down your drinks. For everyone listening right now, we are offering a special discount code for you. Use DangerCats20 for 20% off your next purchase at theshoddy.com. They've got everything from a Canada design to a mullet man shoddy. Follow these beauties at theshoddy on Instagram and you'll see why you need this to get pussy. Oh, yeah, that is just a lot to handle. It's a fucking thank you. Thank you to the sponsors on this, you know, supporting whatever it is I do. But yes, this is the insanity that's happening in Canada right now. On one side of the country, we're experimenting by handing out a mass amount of drugs to people across the streets of East Hastings because it's not bad enough out there. And here we are in Ottawa having a goddamn dance party. So like there's just, you know, we're burning the candle at both sides and Big Trudy just sees this as an emergency. Maybe he sees like us having too much fun is too good. You know, you need people miserable. You need them unhappy. You need them dragging their feet. So that way when a little ray of sunshine comes through, because right now everybody's having too much fun and it's an emergency. We need to shut the fun down. Everybody's having too much of a good time in Ottawa and it's not because of Big Trudy, you know? Remember when he spent all that money on that nice little hockey rink out front of Parliament Hill and then everybody's like, oh, good one, asshole. Maybe this is why he's upset. It all makes sense now. Big Trudy's upset because when he built you selfish assholes a goddamn hockey rink, nobody came and camped out and wanted to have a chili cook-off and play hockey together. They didn't want to do that. No. But now he sees people having a street hockey game. They're cooking with one another. Different ethnicities are bringing all of their recipes that have been handed down generation after generation, and you're experiencing new food. So the culture is being blended more together, and it wasn't because of him. It was because of the people. So it is an emergency because he needs to be leading this unity. He needs to be at the forefront of making sure that humans can put aside their differences. But it wasn't him that did it. It was the people of Canada, and that demands an emergency act being invoked. Makes total sense. Big Trudy is our guy. You know what I mean? The first biracial prime minister to ever Grab Office is upset that you assholes took it upon yourselves to unite the country when it's supposed to be him. So you can thank yourselves, okay? You ignorant bastards out there that have took it upon themselves to unite the country with food, dancing, street hockey, cheering, and lastly, the most evil of all of them, honking. How dare you? How dare all of you? You should be ashamed of yourselves out there. And that's why the military needs to come in and break this up immediately. They need to get in there and break this goddamn convoy up because there's too much happiness floating around and we don't need that right now. What we do need is to get in this goddamn fan question. I forgot to mention, we got to, this is pretty funny. I found this funny. So we're going to... I'm just gonna recite what this young gentleman has wrote to me. I'll keep it anonymous as we always do. And if you would like to write in the fan question to me, I don't out you by any means. I keep this to myself because I believe in respecting the listener. Okay, I do. And at times, I like to berate your eardrums with rhetoric that reminds you of what a horrible human being you are for wanting freedom. In North America. Unreal. Can't believe you'd want something like that. You need, see, a lot of you need people like me to remind you that you're an idiot and you don't need freedom. You need people telling you what to do, like your boss at work, the government, the police, all these people that have authority over you. I'm just here to remind you that you should listen to them and that they are good people and they want your worst interests in their. You know what? That's enough. You wouldn't get it. You wouldn't understand. See, I'm talking down to you because the Liberal government has paid me off $600 million to be their new media network. So now you thought Joe Rogan's podcast was making a lot of money? Well, overnight, CBC's funding was pulled and given to me. So now I have $600 million that I don't know what I'm going to do with, but all I got to do is make sure that you idiots understand to follow the rules and break up the convoy because I'm the new media figurehead in this fucking country. And you must follow and obey what I say. Danger Cat's YouTube channel will have press conferences all the time reminding you that you're an asshole. That's what we're going to do. And you know what? Maybe I'll start handing out free drugs. Maybe I'll start doing that. At every Danger Cats comedy event, maybe I'll start handing out free drugs so that way people can experiment and see, you know, what do you like? You know, we're going to hand out black tar heroin that's cut with Oxycontin and a sprinkle of fentanyl. Because we're going to, those numbers are a little low on the overdose deaths. We need to get those numbers up. Pathetic Vancouver. Can't believe you're trying to flex these small little numbers in our face like that. Don't you know that COVID took out like 900 million people? Put a dent in the world's population? Pricks. Can't believe how selfish they are. Unreal. Anyways, the fan question today. Hey uncle, got a question for you, and please keep the name anonymous if you do use it for the pod, which I love listening to. But so I've been off and on seeing this girl who's a Hutterite and I really like her. Yeah, that's right. Hey, we cover all bases on this show. We speak to a wide audience of people. That's right. The Hutterites who don't have AM, FM radio do have access to one of the biggest shows in all of Canada. And that's right, it's the Uncle Hack podcast. So the Hutterites are even tuning in to what this guy's got to say. See, that's what happens when the CBC gives you $600 million. And I really like her. And we're not committed in any relationship, but she's only let me finger her or eat her out, as you would put it. Well, I mean, What cunnilingus? You wanted to use the proper terminology? What's going on here, pal? You know, you can speak freely to old uncle, and we don't judge you for however you want to describe, eating pussy or shoving her digits in her fucking stink hole. But she won't let me fuck her or even suck my dick. And I this is great. This is great. I am so happy that this guy has reached out to me for his sexual advice. This is wonderful. I am giving sexual information to a Hutterite right now. Or even suck my dick. And I have mentioned it to her and she just says she can't do it. Now, I guess I keep eating her pussy because I maybe enjoy it and I do like her, but I'm asking for a bit of advice you might have that could keep us both happy sexually. Well, a little birdie told me one time that to impregnate a Hutterite woman that you just put up a sheet and you basically have a glory hole, which the Canadian government is also, you know, they've come forward and said that it is within best practice if you want to have sexual relations with your partner that you probably should set up a sheet between one another to keep yourself COVID safe. So maybe, just maybe, if you cut a hole in the sheet, similar to like how you Hutterites bring in those that are blonde-haired, blue-eyed, and you pay them off to fuck these guys' wife and fuck them through a sheet and impregnate them so that way you don't have a bunch of paint chip eaters in your colony and you get a new fresh bloodline in there and you know some wires aren't getting crossed and you get a flood of handos in there because we all know that you guys love them. I would probably suggest to her that maybe this is a perfect time to experiment and she's able to believe that who's ever on the other side of that sheet is whoever she wishes it is inside her head. It could be Jesus for all she cares. I think that is a wonderful idea, but see, this is where you went wrong, my friend. You started giving her all the pleasure right out the gate, and you didn't ask for nothing in return. So now she holds this little card over your head and be like, "No, I can't do that. No, I can't do that." And I get it. Maybe you like her. I don't know how old you are. I'm gonna assume young. This is a young man thing. Because no guy my age is being like, "Hey, dude, I'm fucking eating Hutterite pussy." No 30-year-old man is coming up to me to be like, "Dude, you're not going to believe it. Me and this Hutterite started dating, and I eat her pussy every night." And be like, "That's great, man. You fuck her?" "No, I won't let her. She won't let me. She won't even jerk me off, man. She won't even jerk me off. So I finger her and eat her out." And no grown-ass man is bragging about that, right? So this is a young man issue, which is perfect because I would be rather upset if someone my age came to me and asked for advice about, "Hey, how do I fuck a Hutterite? I don't know. Stick her head between a barbed wire fence, just like a sheep. Put her feet inside some rubber in the same rubber boots. Get an extra oversized pair of fucking rubber boots. Put hers in there and just fuck her like the sheepskin she is." But now I guess I keep eating her pussy because I maybe enjoy it. He's questioning it. Like maybe do I like it? I don't know if I like it. And I do like her, but I'm asking for a bit of advice you might have that could keep us both happy sexually. See, you got to get, this is where the pimp game has to come in. You know, you have to, I hate to say it, but you gotta fuck with her mentally. You know, you got to stop eating her pussy. That or find pussy on the side. You know what? You can have a happy relationship and cheat. You know, you just got to be smart with it. And last I checked, a lot of you Hutterites don't even use a lot of technology. And the fact that you have Instagram is, showing that you're a modernized fella. Now, if you want to use this to your advantage, I would honestly, I'd find a little slam piece. Because isn't it like, Hutterite women aren't allowed to leave the colony. They all have to stay there. A man has to be with them. It's almost like, it's very Islamic, very Muslim, I guess, to say. And kudos to you guys, keeping them in check, I will say. But you know, you got to get out there, my friend. You're sitting here acting as if like eating pussy is a giant flex, but she's pimping you right now, and you got to pimp her. You got to fuck with her a little bit. Stop eating her pussy. Stop giving her what she wants. You have to be the person that pushes it a little more than Well, I hate to, you know what? I don't hate to say it, but you got to be a little bit of a prick here. You got to be a little bit of an asshole. I know you like her and it's probably your first relationship, maybe even second, but she won't even blow you. It's not even God's hole. You know, it's not even God's hole. You could also, you know, I know Hutterites are very religious. I believe the fucking, but isn't it like no sex before marriage and all that? I'm not very well versed. Yeah, I would only show up there for their ham buns, which are delicious, by the way. But you know what? There's always anal. Maybe that's it. Maybe that's what you could try. You both do anal since she wants to keep the her glorious button in check and not tainted for the Lord, you know? Maybe you just go to Satan's Alley. You go take a little bit of a stroll in the back road, in the dangerous regions, you know? If she's not willing to even put your hog in her mouth, meanwhile you're chowing her mitt, it sounds like you're questioning whether or not you like chowing her mitt. So if I'm you, my friend, I would either express your sexual frustration to her face to face and be like, listen, if I can't fuck you, I gotta fuck somebody else. I'm a grown man here. You know, and this is where polygamy comes into play. And maybe you use her for her love, her care, her pussy to eat, and you can go shove your hog into some strange whores that are never going to call you back and they don't even want to know your real name. And that's how you balance the happiness between the two. See, now, a lot of people are probably looking at this advice and saying, this is horrible, horrible advice, Hack. What are you doing trying to taint this young man's mind? And I'm not trying to taint his mind. I'm trying to show him his worth. It's like, you know, you have two options here. You have two options. Cheat or anal. That's it. Those are your options. You have to cheat, or she's going to have to agree with anal. Now, with anal, that's really the love hole, you know? Nobody just gives anal other than Mormons, and it sounds like Hutterites. Mormons are very, very, very open on letting you fuck them in the ass. So I've heard, never fucked a Mormon in the ass, but I did grow up in a Mormon town, and it seemed like that was the holiest of holes, you know? That's where everybody was allowed to go, but it wasn't the pussy. The pussy was saved for marriage. See, it's kind of flip-flopped, you know? Those in religious cults save the pussy, and those outside of religious cults save the asshole for marriage. Very, very different. I've always found that very strange, you know? That Mormons, Hutterites, all these religions. The vagina is the holiest of holes, but you can fuck them in the ass and doesn't bother them, you know? It's like, eh, that thing, not too worried about it. Destroy it for all I care. I'm not over here saving that for anybody. It's only an asshole. I shit out of it, you know? But yeah, I feel like you've got yourself in a bit of a mess, my friend, because you came out too giving in the beginning. See, it's always good. If you would have told me you ate her out, she sucked you off. Maybe even just a little. She won't even suck you off. Is the fucked up part? But you can lick her pussy. See, you got the game all twisted. It's not supposed to be like that. You're supposed to be getting hummers as you're driving. So now you're over here getting cocked. You know, she's pimping you right now, keeping you in the corner where you gotta step up. You gotta be a little bit of a man here. Take a look in the mirror and put your foot down on some shit and be like, listen, testosterone is flowing through these nuts and I'm tired of jerking off. All right. So I've got decisions to make. I love you, honey, but I'm going to have to get some snizz one way or another. Now, I don't know if you're a virgin or not. I don't know that. I'm going to assume that you are, and maybe you eat pussy so bad she feels that you're not worthy of getting your dick sucked. Now that's another option and a different road that we got to take. So if you're in there just eating this thing like it's a fucking pack of Hubba Bubba bubble gum, and she's just, Jesus Christ, every time I leave here, it feels like a chihuahua gnawed on my clit for 3 fucking hours. And if you're eating pussy for 3 hours and can't get her off, my boy, what are you doing? You know, buy a cantaloupe, buy an ice cream. You know what you need to start doing is going down and getting a 12-pack of snack packs, and you lick that fucker clean. You don't use a spoon. That's how you get a little bit of practice here, okay? So if you're down there just fiddle fucking around, and she's like, oh yeah, I just kind of let him eat it so that way he can feel like we got somewhere with this relationship. And here you are down there trying to bite into an ice cream cone, for Christ's sakes. What are you doing, man? Unreal. Jesus Christ, you guys are living in the fucking 1800s everywhere you go. You know, you're fucking building houses with pulleys and ropes, for fuck's sakes. You're eating pussy like you're a goddamn hyena digging into some scraps left in the Sahara. What is up with that? So that's probably why you're not even getting your dick close to her mouth. So maybe what you got to do is you grab her. There's tutorials all over fucking Pornhub. Now watch some of those tutorials on how to eat pussy like a fucking king, okay? Watch one of those. But don't give her the full meal deal, you know what I mean? Don't give her what she wants right out of the gate. Tease her into it, you know? Make it fun. Make it exciting. And then go down there and eat her out the best you possibly can and just see what happens. Don't ask her for nothing. Just eat. Patrice O'Neill, actually, I'm stealing this from Patrice O'Neill right now. Eat her out the best you possibly can until she comes, and make sure she comes, not a fake one. And then when she goes, and then just like wipe and be like, and right on. Don't ask her for anything. Mind fuck her. Because right now she's hanging it over your head. She's fucking with you. Just dangling the carrot in front of your fucking nose. And you don't know what's going on. Every time you bring it up, she just ignores it. No, I can't do that. So eat her out like it's your last meal. Like you're on death row. And tomorrow, you're going to the electric chair. You're getting the injection. It's over. It's done. It's a picture wrap on your life story. So you eat that pussy like it's the last time you're going to lick a pussy, and make sure she gets a few nuts out of it. At least one. At least one. Gun for one. Just get the one and done. And then when that's done and over with, just fucking wipe the face and be like, yeah, that's right. That's how I do it. And don't ask her for anything. And then if she starts to, question, well, what the hell? Why isn't he asking me to suck him off or anything like that? That's going to fuck with her more than anything. And she might come crawling around. She might come crawling around. If not, cheat. Like I said, cheat. Who cares? You're young. Cheat. Everybody's fucking one another nowadays. Nobody's loyal anymore. Nobody cares about a relationship and the ethics of a relationship or even love. We don't even know what love is. Half of you are walking around saying that you're in love, but you look miserable. You got bags. Look at me. Look at me. That's what you look like. Walking around, bags under your eyes, tired all the time. You're trying to, and I'm not saying that I'm not in love. I'm not saying that. I'm just, this is my physical features I'm using to paint what a man in love looks like. This is a fella that has given up on his dreams so that way he can enjoy the love of a woman, all right? And if that's what you want, continue down the path that you're on, my friend, because you're being pimped. Fucking asshole is what you are. So I hope that's great advice for you, young man. I hope that helps you get your feet off the ground. And I hope I covered enough bases and gave you enough roadways to take. So this is what you're looking at. You're looking at either anal, right? Convince her that, hey, let's take the dirt road home. You know, let's try that out. You know, since you don't want to put my dick in your mouth or your pussy, well, there's another hole. You won't even jerk me off, so let's spit on that thing and give her a go, you know? But you got to be tender if you're going to be doing some anal. Be, you know, tender with it. It is an asshole, okay? Don't just go in there tearing things up, you know? Fucking go in there nice and smooth. Treat it as if it's your asshole. you're about to shove something in. That's the best way I can say, best way to describe a anal play. Imagine that. I'm convincing Hutterites to go fuck one another in the ass. That's what this show has come to, you know? That's what we've gotten to with this show, is that Hutterites have now are listening to this, and they're like, oh, this guy gives advice on how to talk the old lady into giving me some pussy. So maybe he can help me out. And I don't know. I've never really experienced any sexual relations with a Hutterite woman before, other than the fact that your uncles have paid me to come out there and shove my cock through one of those little holes to impregnate your aunts. That's all I know. I've never had the satisfaction of sitting there and getting to know them and eating them out and having conversation and possibly falling in love. I've never had that experience of feeling the love of a Hutterite woman. So I'm not sure how deep that love is. But maybe, just maybe, it's much better than the general population that exists here in a furthering society that you're not used to. I don't know that. Maybe they aren't as selfish as most of the females that are toting around these urban and rural centers that feel as if they're, you know, a much, what would be the best word? The entitlement, right? Somehow they're oppressed. Somehow they're victimized by society. There's a lot of things that happen out here that maybe doesn't, they maybe don't have. You know, there's female empowerment. You know, we got retail associates that show their tits on Instagram feeling as if they are on the same playing field as the elite. You know, they got a one bedroom basement suite that her and her two kids with two different baby daddies are living in, and she's over there selling clothes at the local Licenza, right? She's working at Licenza, selling all the... is Licenza the bra place? Where's the one that's just like cheap accessories that these females always buy? I can't... Ardeen's. She's working at the local Ardeen's. And this is empowerment now. She's got her own job, got her own place, two different baby daddies, and now throwing thirst traps up on the gram to 258 followers. She's single, 30, and thriving. Now, I don't know what happens out on the Hutterite colony. Is it to death? Is there such thing as divorce on a Hutterite colony? Is it tainted pussy after that? Do you just get exiled to a different island of Hutterite divorcees? Is that what happens? I don't know. I don't know the culture. I don't care to know it either, but it's fun to paint it in my own head. But yeah, I feel like you got a couple options there, pal. You got a few options. Cheating is the easiest. Trust me. There's probably some whore that'll suck you off tomorrow, and you'll realize that the love of a frigid woman is not even close to the weight of emptying a nutsack on a whores just painted mug. You know, you just start to realize that your morals start to change once you do these types of things. So that, my friend, might taint your whole vision of life if you start to cheat and you start to realize that, oh my God, there's women out there that do some disgusting, atrocious acts inside the bedroom that turn you on, that your lover will never ever do in her whole existence on this fucking earth. And you've just opened up a door of being like, oh man, that's what I like. I like getting my asshole licked as I'm getting jerked off, stroked off, and I watch it in the mirror. She's got a tongue in my ass, and then like as she spins me around to hit me with the old, what do they call it? The Gluck Gluck 3000? Is that what those call her daddy whores call it? The Gluck Gluck. And she spins me around to hit me with the Gluck Gluck, and I get a finger in the ass, and she's playing me like a fucking trombone. And I realize like, oh, is this gay? Is this gay? Am I gay? Because I have a finger in my ass right now, but I am being satisfied to its full extent and I feel good. I feel very good right now. And then you got to go back home to what you deem is love, right? You love this woman that is not willing to lick your asshole, but the bitch up the street will. So you be the judge, young man. You be the judge. You tell me what road you want to go down. And if you can convince this woman to give you anal, congratulations. You are now making the next step of possibly getting some pussy, okay? The next step. You know, you just gotta bring it up lightly. Like, just talk about it every now and then. Talk about some sexual fantasies of yours. It starts opening up the door. Get drunk together. Maybe just get hammered and start talking about it. And I don't know, do Hunter A women drink? I don't feel like they do. Who knows? I'm just picturing, do they shave their pussy? That should have been my first question to them. Do they shave their pussy? Is there razors out there? Do they shave their legs? Like, what happens? I'd like to know these answers to these questions. My God. Well, folks, there you have it. Another episode of the Uncle Hack Podcast. Remember, February 20th, the Danger Room returns to Calgary, Alberta at the Comedy Cave in Calgary, Alberta. Did I say Calgary already? Alberta already? Jesus Christ. That is happening this Sunday. Family day, long weekend. So guess what? You don't even got to go into work on Monday, so you can get absolutely trashed at the Danger Room. And then February 24th, it all goes down. The Royal Rumble of comedy returns. Actually, it doesn't return. It's the first ever Cream of the Crop show happening at Station on Jasper. You're not going to want to miss it. Head on out. Tickets available in the description down below or visit DangerCatsShop.com. Okay? And thank you to all the Patreon supporters out there that help produce this podcast. And their names will be scrolling as you watch on YouTube, or they're down in the description down below. And if you would like your name down there, you can become a Danger Dong Patreon producer by signing up on the top tier. There you are. Thank you again for coming out, folks.